Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Introvert Podcast. My name is Amy, and I'm scared to be here. The Introvert Podcast is a podcast by an introvert for introverts, and together we hang out, have a cup of coffee, or in my case, this delightful autumn harvest tea blend from Trader Joe's. Not even sponsored, it's just very delicious. Highly recommend. And we chat a little bit for about 30 minutes, avoiding social interaction, which clearly is beneficial for me. I don't know about you guys, but any time I can spend by myself talking to a microphone is good time. It's time well spent for me. And basically, this podcast includes about 15 minutes of me talking about the week's topic, and then we go into Ask Amy, where I give you super shitty advice, and then we have a weekly challenge and weekly recharge, which is where I challenge you to do something outside of your comfort zone, and don't worry, you're not doing it alone, because I'm doing it with you, and then I offer you a suggestion on a way to recharge your social batteries this week. If you are interested in keeping in touch with the show, the best way to do that is to head over to our website, introvertpodcast.com. There you'll find all of the links to social media, blog posts from every episode, and of course, my About Me page, which is pretty important if you care, which most people don't, so that's fine. And a picture of my face. Oh my gosh. I think it's really weird how a lot of people listening to the show have probably never seen my face. And that's weirdly freeing because, let's be real, your girl has a face for radio. So if you are interested in checking out any information on the website, just head over to introvertpodcast.com. And there are a lot of different resources on there. Anytime I talk about a printable or sources, if I use sources in an episode, I will cite them in the blog post. And also that's where you can ask an anonymous question for Ask Amy. And don't have to worry about me knowing your Twitter handle or Facebook name. You can also ask those through Twitter or Facebook. We're at IntrovertPod on Twitter, super active on Twitter. Love interacting with you guys on Twitter. Tweet me, favorite, like my tweets. I'll follow you. And facebook.com/introvertpodcast. Not as active on Facebook, to be honest, but Facebook is probably the best place to follow to get new episode updates because they post immediately when I post a new episode. And Twitter, there's a little bit of a delay. And just with Twitter, you know, it's kind of more immediate. So if you miss it, you miss it. So like I said, you can check out those links either in the description of the audio or at our website, introvertpodcast.com. I've said that like a million times. And you are listening to the free version of this audio, which means you are subject to ads and my little spiel at the beginning. But if you don't want to hear that, you can go over to patreon.com/introvertpodcast and consider becoming a patron to support the show and get access to ad-free episodes, free archives, and have your name put on the Patron Wall of Fame on the website. So if you're interested, also, there is a clip show every month posted on the first of every month where I take all of my screw-ups and put them into one fancy episode for patrons to listen to. It's pretty humorous, very embarrassing for me, but you know what? Chip and Joanna Gaines do it, so I can do it because Chip and Joanna Gaines are like the power couple of America, let's be real. So go on over to patreon.com/introvertpodcast to check out all the cool rewards. There are even some more tangible rewards like stickers, bookmarks, t-shirts, all those kinds of things. Oh my goodness. So head on over to patreon.com/introvertpodcast or introvertpodcast.com/patron. I'd also like to thank the patrons for supporting this episode. Without you, we would not be able to do this podcast, and hopefully you're keeping us running into 2018. As of right now, this season will end at the end of November, and just to give me time to study for finals, I am a student. I have a life outside of this podcast. I know, scandalous, but in order to have a season two, we do need a little bit more financial support just to cover the outrageously expensive hosting costs. You would not believe. You think like, oh, it's free to have a podcast. It is absolutely not free. I don't know why I thought it would be, but it's too late now. So if you are interested in having a season two or a season three, four, five, six, seven, however long I do it until I either get bored or run out of things to talk about, I guess you can go to introvertpodcast.com/patron or patreon.com/introvertpodcast. Another way you can help support the show financially is buying the merch available on our Teespring. That is teespring.com/stores/introvertpodcast. There you'll find so many awesome t-shirts and sweatshirts and mugs and bags and stickers and just anything under the sun. My most highly rated, I don't know if rated would be the right word, but like most highly purchased product is a sweatshirt that says go big and stay home, which you might remember from, I think it was episode 4, which was a shopping episode. And I have that sweatshirt personally. I love it. I love Teespring's quality. So if you are interested in sporting the logo or another funny thing that I've said in the past, head on over to teespring.com/stores/introvertpodcast. There are also numerous free ways to support the show. For example, rating and reviewing us on iTunes helps get the show in the ears of more listeners. I know that sounds weird, but more fellow introverts that we can help along the way and help defy the stereotype that all introverts are shy people. The other free way that you can support the show, and also you get a great reward from this, is going to audibletrial.com/introvertpodcast, and you can get a 30-day free trial of Audible's amazing service along with a free audiobook, which in my opinion is a really good deal, especially if you're not paying for it. So go over to audibletrial.com/introvertpodcast or introvertpodcast.com/audible. All right, and now that I have my spiel out of the way, I am so sorry. Let's get started talking about introvert life hacks. I'm so ready for this. Let's go. All right, everybody. So today's episode topic is introvert life hacks or life pro tips or any other thing you can say to mean life hack. Anyway, just ways to make your life easier, basically. I'm going to attack this. Attack maybe isn't the best word. That's very violent. I'm going to go about this in a chronological order, imagining a scenario in which you have to go to a social situation and you want to be prepared. You want to not panic when you're there. And you also want to give yourself time to recover. So here are some life hacks and tips for you on how to approach a social situation. So beforehand, whether you have months to prepare or hours or even just minutes, you're going to want to prepare yourself emotionally and prepare yourself physically for what you're about to go through. If it's something where you're going to be really active, make sure you're eating. And I know sometimes with stress, people either stress eat or stress don't eat. I'm kind of somewhere in the middle where sometimes when I'm really stressed, I eat a lot. And sometimes when I'm really stressed, I can't eat. So it just depends. So if you are really stressed about the situation and you're the type of person to not eat when they're stressed, I really do recommend that you eat something with a good balance of carbs and protein just to keep your blood sugar up, because any sort of blood sugar crash, getting all medical on you, does affect your emotions and does affect your ability to stay in the situation. So keep that in mind in preparing for it. Another great way to prepare for it is, especially if you have a warning per se, or you know what's coming up, is to take the few days beforehand and limit your social limit your social interaction then, so that way you're kind of saving up. Think about this like if you knew you were going to need to use your phone all day, you'd want to charge it the night before, right? So that's why you're going to want to recharge your batteries beforehand and also afterwards. And there are also a lot of things you can do during, but I'm getting ahead of myself. So some things you can do to help yourself prepare are to scope out the venue or scope out where you're going to be. I did this when I started college again for the second time. Long story. I tell this story in, I think, episode 7, Self-Care Isn't Selfish. That's the name of the episode. And I ended up emailing one of my professors that I knew beforehand, and I went and I checked out the classroom because the building was unlocked. So if you have the ability to go and check out the room you're going to be in or the location, that's a great idea. A lot of my stress comes from driving. So if I can drive the route a couple of times, or if you use public transport, figure out how am I going to get here, that will remove a lot of the stress from the situation. And that's just like outside stress. That's not even just introverted stress. That's just outside stress. Another good way to prepare is to make sure you are looking your best. That sounds kind of bad, but when you feel confident, so do something that makes you feel confident. So like for me, that would mean maybe putting on makeup and making my hair look nice. So that way I would feel confident in a social situation and I wouldn't feel like I'm underdressed or under made up. Personally, I would rather be overdressed than underdressed, unless it's something like a wedding and you show up in like a wedding dress. I feel like that's a line you shouldn't cross, guys, okay? That should be something that we all know that you should not cross that line. But if you're not sure and you're going to something by yourself and you don't know who to ask, ask the person who invited you. So obviously when you're going to an event, someone has invited you, unless it was like a Facebook invite and you're going by yourself, which in that case, just girl, find a friend, or boy, find a friend and bring them with you. Another way to have some camaraderie before you go is to get ready at someone's house. I did this in high school for like school dances and stuff like that. And having that to kind of prepare you, think about it like easing yourself into the situation. So if you're going to a wedding, maybe don't just show up at the wedding without having talked to anyone that day. Just sort of ease yourself into it and don't just throw yourself right into the fire or under the bus or whatever. Choose your own metaphor adventure. Oh gosh. So if you can ease yourself into it, it'll be a lot less stressful when you have to make small talk with people who you don't know very well. And small talk is super stressful. So another great way to prepare and another hack to prepare for the event or wherever you're going, this doesn't even have to be for an event. This can just be in real life, is to kind of practice. I know it sounds crazy, but bear with me here. Practice the questions you're going to ask people beforehand so that way you're prepared. One of my listeners actually tweeted me that they found an app on their phone that lets you create scripts for social situations, which I think is awesome for people who like having something tangible in front of them that they can read. That's great. Or just go into your notes on your phone or even just write it down with a pen and a pencil. And I promise you, you'll feel a million times better. So this is great, especially for like ordering food or somewhere where you're really uncomfortable. I used to be really uncomfortable ordering food for the longest time, like when I was growing up. So having something like that would have made my life a lot easier. So go ahead and either write out a script in your phone or just find that app that my listener was talking about. I haven't looked into it. Sorry. I would just do it on my phone. Personally, I would do it in my notes app. And I think that would be a really great way to kind of relieve the stress of preparing for the situation. Another little life hack to prepare for a stressful situation is to have not like a go bag. That sounds bad, but have like a bag or a purse or your pants or whatever. Have your pants prepared for the situation. So if you're a woman and you carry a purse or a man who carries a bag or a backpack or a purse, whatever, I'm not judging. You can put like anything you might possibly need in it. So I feel a lot more comfortable when I know I'm well prepared. So I'd maybe bring like a bottle of water. Well, okay, I have a chronic illness. So like this kind of, I go above and beyond for this kind of stuff. But like people might bring like chapstick, a bottle of water, some headphones. I'll get into headphones in a minute. I don't know. You will know what you need. So think about that as you're preparing to go to the event. Maybe like a snack or cash in case your credit card doesn't work or something like that, your ID, obviously, anything you would need to have in an emergency or in just to make you feel more comfortable. So when you're preparing for an event and you're really stressing out about it, it's really important to not overthink it. I am totally the pot calling the kettle black here. I overthink everything. I will think something to death, but a lot of times when I have very short notice for an event, that's when I have the most fun because I don't have a chance to overthink it. So if you're able to not overthink it, I would highly recommend that. I'm already overthinking my high school reunion, and this is like a ways down the road. So just so you guys know, I'm already overthinking everything. So that would be a great hack. I don't know if you'd really consider that a hack. A lot of these, now that I'm thinking about it, aren't really hacks for your life. I don't know. I'm just talking about like preparing for the event. I would highly recommend picking out your outfit the night before or the hour before or 10 minutes before. Just picking out your outfit beforehand, whether it's physically going to your closet and picking out which shirt you want to wear with which pants or vice versa. It will really help you feel more comfortable and more prepared. And to be honest, I do this every single night. And I cannot tell you, since I started doing this in high school, I am so much less stressed out in the morning. I used to be very, very stressed out in the mornings because leaving for school, for some reason for me, was just really stressful and really not scary, but like, I don't know, just really stressful. So having that kind of safety net of like, well, at least I know what I'm going to wear is great, especially for something that is more formal, like a wedding where you need to know ahead of time basically what you're going to wear. Or if you're a bridesmaid, you better have your bridesmaid dress laid out the night before, just saying. So picking out your outfit the night before also removes a lot of the stress the day of the event or the time of the event. And also setting out anything that you're going to need beforehand. So like I said about packing the bag, setting out that bag with everything packed into it. Think about it like you're going on a vacation for like 20 minutes and that's where it'll get you. Well, maybe a little bit longer than 20 minutes, but you know what I mean? Where if you think about every event that you're going to or every day that you start as like a mini trip or a mini journey. Oh gosh, this is so corny, but it's true. As like a mini journey or a mini vacation, you're a lot better prepared because when I'm on vacation, I am significantly less of a hot mess. It's just a thing, I guess. So, and that's because I'm more prepared. I'm living out of a suitcase. I packed all my toiletries. I'm there and I'm ready and all my stuff's together. So that is a good recommendation. So now after you have your bag packed, you're dressed, you've driven the route maybe a couple times, you're on your way to the event, make sure you use your navigation. Oh my goodness, I cannot tell you how many times I have been lost going somewhere I already knew where I was going just because I was stressed out. And I literally like last week, this is so embarrassing, but last week I was coming from the school where I work to the school where I go to school. Hard to explain. Teacher life, right? So I take the same exit like every single day and I completely missed my exit. I was very stressed out. I had a midterm, completely missed my exit, and I was very mad at myself. So just make sure you have your navigation on because that might save you. Honestly, it might save you 20 minutes, might save you 2 minutes, but I think it's worth it. And if you have limited data, maybe just print out the directions beforehand or write them down. Or if you're super low tech, you can have a map, I guess. I don't know anyone with a map in their car anymore, to be honest. Like, if you are lost, you're not going to know where you are. So once you get to the event here, I have some amazing life hacks. My first life hack for this event is earplugs, especially if noise bothers you, and especially if it's somewhere really loud. Last weekend or two weekends ago, I met up with my aunt and uncle, with my whole family to watch a football game, which yay sports, right? I don't like sports, but I wanted food. That's why I was there, to watch a football game at a sports bar. And I was really stressed out, super anxious. And then I remembered that I had earplugs in my wallet from when I went to the Ed Sheeran concert. So I took out those earplugs, put them in. I probably looked a little bit ridiculous, but you know what? I just covered them with my hair. And I was so much happier and I lasted so much longer, I think, because you don't think about the little things that can drag you down or drain your batteries. So like loud noise or flashing lights, stuff like that. Like the little things are the things that it's like the straw that broke the camel's back. Another great way to kind of last longer at an event is to have a buddy. So if you have kind of like a party buddy or a wedding buddy or just someone that you know you can go find and be with is safe. It makes you feel safe. And it also makes you actually safer, like in the event of someone attempting to abduct you or something. I don't know. These are the types of things I think about, okay? But having a buddy also prevents you from having to have really boring, awful conversations. And it's also just good because especially if that other buddy of yours is an introvert, you can kind of make eye contact and go, okay, we're gonna leave. And also it gives you an excuse to leave, like, hey, I gotta drive my friend home. Sorry, gotta go. Another introvert life hack is if you're going somewhere where you're going to be having a meal or drinks or something, look up the menu online. When I know what I'm going to order beforehand, it just takes off. That's like another level of stress gone. You know what you're going to order. You know that your meal is going to cost X amount of dollars because you looked at the menu beforehand. And I just think that it's the little things that prevent you from freaking out, and it's the little things that keep you going to the event for longer and keep you, it keeps you saying yes, right? It keeps you from leaving early. How do I phrase this without sounding crazy? That is the story of my life, am I right? But really, having these little things to help you, these little hacks along the way are like little training wheels on your proverbial bicycle of life. Oh my. It's choose your own metaphor again. Oh my goodness. But really it does. They help you along the way. They help guide you through your journey. I'm shitposting my own podcast. This is ridiculous. But it does. It helps having these little hacks like earplugs. Another great one is headphones. If you have earbuds and you can discreetly wear earbuds, you don't even have to be playing music. You can be listening to a podcast. You can be listening to just like white noise or nothing at all. And maybe people won't talk to you. And it's just a distraction for you to keep you engaged, to keep you from wanting to go home. This can be a little iffy if you're at a fancy dinner, so maybe don't do that. Or if you have Bluetooth headphones, go for it. But basic situations like riding the bus or the train or going to class and you just don't want to talk to anyone about it, I would highly recommend wearing headphones so people just know, like, hey, it's kind of like an international sign of, hey, not looking to talk right now, which is, it's great. It's great. I'm glad that everyone abides by these rules most of the time. Except for that one person. There's always a Sharon who sits next to you and sees your earbuds and then keeps trying to talk to you. But don't think about that. There's no hack for that. The life hack to deal with a Sharon is to punch her in the face. I'm not condoning violence. Sorry. Don't come after me. So after you leave the event, you're going to want to do something to help recharge your batteries, and you're definitely not going to want to plan anything big for the next day. Because even if it was a 45-minute meeting with someone, you're still going to feel exhausted and down afterwards, because think about it, like, you just spent time in a room full of people and your social energy is zapped. That makes sense. So when you get home, make sure you really take care of yourself. Have a meal, have a cup of coffee or something to drink, and just relax and unwind, and don't put pressure on yourself to do anything. Now, I'm not saying to use this as an excuse to not do anything, but just make sure you're doing like a quiet activity. For me, usually after I leave an event, I take a bath. And it's a relaxing thing for me. It's kind of like a ritualistic thing that I do. But taking a bath is a really great way to relax, or maybe just watch a few episodes of something on Netflix, or listen to your favorite music and just really try to relax, read a book. You can go back through any of our challenge and recharges and do the recharge. So if you're doing a recharge and you want to, another hack for after the event is to make sure you get home safely, obviously, but also to make sure that on your way home, you're not feeling anxious or angry about anything you might have said or done. I am the biggest perpetrator of this. Like, the second I leave, I'm like, why did I say that to that person about that thing? And it's so stupid. Like, you can't control. Think about it this way. You cannot go back and change what you've already done. So stop harping on it. Stop thinking about it incessantly and move on from it. And this also goes for when you're laying in bed trying to fall asleep. And I do this all the time. This is like the number one reason I can't sleep. I lay in bed and I'm like, why? Why did I do that? Why did I say that? Why did I make that post? I just overthink things. I already said that. I overthink things. So if you can prevent yourself from overthinking things, that's great. Also, a great way, another hack to prevent yourself from overthinking things is to listen to something or have something distracting you and keeping you from getting trapped in your own head. And I think this is like the biggest overall hack, is to find something to keep you from getting into your own head, just in general, whether you're at the event, before the event, or after. Having something like just taking a little break, like take a break during the event. I talked about this in like the parties episode, but give yourself the grace to take a break, and give yourself the grace to take a break afterwards and before, because that's what's important. If you want to keep going to events and if you want to keep living a normal life, obviously, you're going to have to learn how to take care of yourself. And extroverts who are listening, you're going to have to learn that people don't always want to go out for brunch the morning after a party, because sometimes those people just want to take a nap. This is not aimed at anyone specifically in my life. I'm sorry if I like offend anyone. That's just a general thing. No one's invited me to brunch ever, so hair flip. Anyway, now that I've given you all of my hacks, all of the hacks that I know, that's for sure. And if you want to give me any of your hacks, go ahead and tweet me at introvertpod on Twitter, and I'd love to hear from you. I'd love to hear some of your good hacks. But as for right now, we're going to get into Ask Amy. Hey, introverts, guess what? This episode is sponsored by Audible, which is amazing because who loves books more than introverts? Nobody. And who loves avoiding people more than introverts? Also nobody. So you can have your earbuds in and no one will talk to you. And you can be learning things by listening to a free audiobook from your 30-day free trial by going to audibletrial.com/introvertpodcast. You get a free audiobook just for signing up and a 30-day free trial of Audible's amazing service. So I highly recommend it. I use Audible. Go to audibletrial.com/introvertpodcast to sign up, or you can go to our website, introvertpodcast.com/audible. All right, everybody, it is time for Ask Amy, the best place, your premier destination for shitty advice on the internet on this podcast. My name is Amy. Let's go. So this question is coming in from a person who did not give me a name from the anonymous ask section of my website, which you can access easily via introvertpodcast.com/ask if you want my shitty advice applied to your specific situation. But this person says, "Dear Amy, what is your number one tip for taking care of yourself? I struggle with self-care and I need to know how I can better serve my emotional and physical well-being." Oh, wow. This is a good, well-written question. Thank you. And it is signed Self-Care Soon, which I like that a lot. Good job. I love it when people give me their own alliterated names because I struggle hardcore with coming up with them on my own, TBH. So let's get started addressing this question. My number one tip for self-care would have to be to be patient with yourself and allow yourself time to grow and change and become the better version of yourself. I know that sounds really corny and kind of self-help, new agey, but it's true. When you give yourself patience and grace, you can reach the higher level of Maslow's hierarchy of needs. If we're approaching this psychologically, you need to have your basic needs met first. So make sure you're just taking care of yourself. And self-care can look like eating breakfast in the morning. It can be as simple as that. So I hope this helps you. And if you would like my shitty advice applied to your shitty situation, head on over to introvertpodcast.com/ask or fill out the convenient ask box in the blog post associated with this audio, or you can DM me on Twitter or Facebook. All right, it is my favorite time of the week. That's right, it's time for the weekly challenge and weekly recharge. And the weekly challenge is where I challenge you, yes, you, beautiful little introverted creatures, to do something outside of your comfort zone. And not only am I challenging you, I'm challenging myself, because together we're going to break the stereotype that introverts are meek, shy little creatures. No, we are badasses. So this week's weekly challenge is to come up with your own hack for your life. So whether that's implementing something from this podcast or coming up with a hack for yourself and implementing it. And I would really love to hear your hack ideas. So go ahead and tweet me at introvertpod on Twitter or DM me on Facebook or comment on Facebook, facebook.com/introvertpodcast. I know this sounds like more of a recharge than a challenge, but you'd be surprised coming up with a hack specific to your life. So for example, if you needed to come up with a specific life hack, like, oh, I'm really afraid of going to the dentist, come up with a hack for that. And I guarantee you, you will grow as a person. Okay. So now it is time for the weekly recharge, which is where I offer you a little morsel, dainty morsel. Oh God, that was a gross visual, right? Where I offer you a little bit of self-care or recharge for your social batteries. And this week's weekly recharge is to use your life hack that you came up with to better your life. I know, we've got this full level integration going on here. I'm proud of myself. So if you can implement the life hack that you made, you will have inner peace and your skin will be clear and you will sing like a dove. Just kidding. But maybe your life will be a little bit easier. And that's what we're all going for, right? We don't need bliss and euphoria. We just need a life hack that makes talking on the phone easier. Am I right, guys? So that is all I have for you for this week's challenge and recharge. And as always, I do this with you and I am here to help if you need it. So reach out to me on social media or my email, amy@introvertpodcast.com. And of course, all of these links are in this. And of course, all of these links are in the description of the audio wherever you're listening to it. All right, everyone, that is all I have for the show today. Thank you so much for listening to the Introvert Life Hacks. I love life hacks. What about you guys? So if you want to learn more about the show, more about me as a host, go on over to introvertpodcast.com. If you would like to support the show, you can head over to patreon.com/introvertpodcast. As always, rating, reviewing, subscribing greatly helps the show. Free for you, easy to do. That rhymed. Also, make sure you check out the merch store for all your fine t-shirting and coffee mugging needs. I highly recommend it. That's teespring.com/stores/introvertpodcast. It's a good time. And of course, if you need specific help, have comments, questions, concerns for me, I'm available via email, amy@introvertpodcast.com, or via social media at introvertpod on Twitter or facebook.com/introvertpodcast. Thank you so much for listening to this full episode. My name is Amy. I'm scared to be here. Have a great week, guys.